Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to us. He loves us. And I love the people of God. I love you. It's important that we hear the Lord out. I always talk about how important it is to hear Him out and grasp what He's saying, receiving it. That's the only way we'll have faith for it. You only have faith for the Word of God that you receive is true. And when you plant that Word in your heart, that's where your faith comes from. It goes in as received Word. It comes out as faith and action, wherever you need it. We are not limited to this world system. This world is full of illusion. And we're not subject to the wiles of the devil and the rudiments of this world. God gave us a new covenant, a new testimony, the potential to have a great new testimony. He gave us His life. He's always been trying to give us the life that He has. From the things He first told Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. All throughout the scriptures, we see God choosing the light and rejecting darkness, systematically doing the very same things that He told Adam to do, to be fruitful and multiply. Don't just get saved and say, hallelujah, I'm saved, and that's all you do. It's better to receive His words systematically into your life and receive so that you can have faith everywhere you need it. Most Christians don't have faith everywhere they need it. They have faith for what they've taken time to learn. And we've been talking about how the world system, the things we learn under the world system, causes us to, it hinders us from learning who God is. Everything we learn from the world, it don't just disappear. It has to be driven out. It has to be removed. And only the Word of God can do it. The light of God's Word can expose the darkness for what it is. Now, once people's darkness is exposed, they're challenged to do something. That's why people are reluctant to walk in the light. Jesus said, let your light shine. He gave you light for a reason. He gave you His light. It overcomes the world in every category. People that will obey God, they are the people that make change. They change things. They take things from where they are and make them greater. There are people that work in factories, and the Lord will bless the whole factory because one of His children worked there as unto Him. And they live a life that honors God. And they live a life that blesses the Lord, blesses His people. And He can move in their life. He can do things for them. Their lives are greater because they take time and learn who He is. And as you go forward in Him, doing the things that God has given you to do, your life can become stronger and stronger. You're not limited anymore, ever again. You can do it God's way. And when you follow God, and as you learn of Him, Christ is being formed in you. And John said, whatever is born of God cannot sin. Now that, you know, people always twist and tone the word the way they want it and the way people can receive it, but it really means what it means. Whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. You can't fill your heart with the love of God and go out and rob a bank. It just don't happen. Only people that love the world somewhere do that. People can become lukewarm. They're letting the word slip out of their heart. And it means nothing as it once did. But when you're fervently learning the things of God, you're being fruitful. You're multiplying. You're replenishing. You know, we start within ourselves. We come to the Lord as we are. We become fruitful. When you first get saved, you just became fruitful. Now you go on to know the Lord, and you multiply in the things of God. and you make change. You make the necessary changes. As you see more light, you receive more light. As you receive more light, you drive out more darkness. And then my pastor said, when you take time and study the word, demons fall off your life. Their influence, the demonic influences of this world, you see the light, you don't want the things of darkness anymore. It fades away. It falls off your life. Satan can't tempt you like he once did. And then you grow from glory to glory. That's very important. Growing from glory to glory. There's nothing we can't do as we grow from glory to glory. The Lord loves us and He cares about us all. He wants us to go forward and not backwards. The things of God are true, and they are alive in us. We can go forward doing all that's in God's heart. We don't have to bow down to the rudiments and measures of this cold, evil world. And when you get rid of darkness, your life becomes, your potential grows with it. See, it starts with us. We become fruitful. We multiply. We replenish. See, we fill our heart where there should be life. Life becomes in us. We receive it from God's word on purpose. And then it helps us to multiply even more. Wherever there was a diminishing, now there's fulfillment. There's the logic of God's word instead of the terror of this world, instead of the misery of this world. And then we subdue our lives. You know, I talk many times about how there were things that I wanted out of my life. I didn't know how to get it out of my life. And I didn't want to settle for just surviving. I said, Lord, teach me how to live like you do. Teach me how to hate every form of temptation, every form of lust, every form of greed, every form of pride. Now that's subduing your life. See, when you hate it, you're not going to do it. And then it can't control your life. But most people stop at chapter 7 in Romans, where Paul said, was talking about how the condition of the flesh is. But he didn't stop at chapter 7. He went on and talked about life in the spirit. And when life in the spirit is in place, the things of chapter 7 will become in place. But if you never get to the spirit, if you never get to the point where you receive God's strength within your life, you'll always have a struggle in your flesh and within the thoughts of your mind. See, if you just become fruitful and multiply and stop there, then you're not subduing the things that's in your life. They must be subdued. They must be conquered. And then you'll have dominion, life in the spirit. Life in the spirit is dominion. And you won't let it get out of control. Whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. Whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. If you go forward, you don't go backwards. You don't have to. In fact, you'll have to struggle to go backwards if you go forward enough. And the more I love God, the more I want to love God, the more I'm enthused about Him. That's a natural flow. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. See, the main way you protect yourself is never let anything happen to your love for God. Don't look at this world. Focus, look at Him. You got problems. People got problems. You don't have to let other people's misery be yours. And many times in marriages, somebody's trying to grow, and sometimes there are people that are just kind of staying at the first level. They got saved and now they're saved and they're not growing. Don't let that lack of growth hinder you. Sometimes they just can't help you anymore. Get over it. receive strength from the Lord. Don't require anything of them, and you don't really need them, but love them. You can always love God's people, but you can't really depend on them. And never set yourself up to depend on people. I don't. I depend on the Lord. If I have a need, I ask Him. I don't ask people. In this ministry, I'm not a fundraiser. God didn't call me to be a fundraiser. I do what He gave me to do, and I do it with joy. If people help me, I welcome it. I want people to help me. I desire it. But if they don't, it's not a big deal. Because many times ministers get in strife because people won't help them do God's will. The church is out of order in many cases. There's just not enough love for people to just say, hey, this is a man of God or this is a woman of God. They're being a blessing to people. I'm going to help them. People think about their own needs and their own comforts. And they can do that. You know, I'm glad they're in the kingdom. I'm not the Holy Spirit. That's not my job to correct the things people choose not to do. I'm just saying if you go forward, you're not going to regret it. And when I first started ministering the Word of God, I used to be frustrated because God, I had a word in me and I didn't have a way to deliver it unless somebody invited me to preach. That's all I knew to get rid of it is to preach it. And whenever God gave me an audience to preach at, that's what I wanted to do. And it was a burden to do it. I wanted to do this. It was like fire shut up in my bones. And then most of the times, I had a word and the pastor wouldn't let me preach it. Sometimes they did, if I was invited, I knew I was going to preach. It was scheduled, I knew I was going to preach. Most time they waste so much time, I had to learn how to do it in 15 minutes. I rarely had 45 minutes like other preachers. I had to learn to fight. The enemy would do things to hinder the situation. Anything would happen. The enemy did not want that word to get out there. And I started noticing it. And then people that didn't seek the Lord, and they'd have more time. And I realized this is the enemy doing this. Somebody would testify a long time and waste all the time, or the choir would sing. Anything. The enemy would use things that's weak. Now, I'm not saying that they were doing evil. I'm just saying the enemy would waste time so the word came. He knew the word was there. The anointing was there. And I've seen him do other people that way. People that really had a word, he tried to hinder them. People that just, sometimes people would filibuster and they preach for an hour. What's going on? I remember being at it was an afternoon event at church. And I've seen a lot of preachers come and filibuster. They didn't have anything prepared. They didn't have a word from the Lord. They just filibustered. And I got tired of that. Now, I may not have been right in how I handled it. I told my wife at that time, I said, if he filibustered, we leave. And he did, and I got up and left. Because I had a lot of things to do, and, you know, I didn't like to see people do things like that. They take, you know, people can take God's work so lightly. You know when people have a word from the Lord and when they're filibustering. And you know, I just can't go before people and waste their time. I take God's work serious. Now, I may sound rude in what I'm saying, but these are things that I noticed. And I used to get bothered by it, but I had to learn to forgive people and let it go. I'm sharing this because it's out there. You're going to run into it. I'm sorry. But love the people anyway. And when you have a word from the Lord, you have to protect it. And you have to do warfare just to get it out. And You know, people collapse. They don't always go forward. Their strength collapse, and then they'll do whatever the world is doing. And some people have pride problems, and they don't want somebody younger to come out there with a word like that. It embarrasses them, and they'll give you a small amount of time. There's a lot of lukewarm foolishness going on. And I'm just calling it what it is. It's out there, and it hurts God's people. It divides people. Some people stop going to church altogether because of it. That's why I'm saying these. That's the only reason I'm saying it exists. And people don't know to watch out for it, and nobody talks about it. But when you follow God, when you're endeavoring to know God, you're going to run into all kind of situations. But just don't let it bother you. Don't let it stop you. Look at Him. God will handle the people. He'll deal with it. He'll give you a platform that you can minister through. And you're going to want people to help you, and they're not going to help you. You're going to have to be strong in the Lord. You're going to have to do it God's way. You're going to have to go through the door He opens for you. In this ministry, I work a full-time job, and then I work a business on the side to fund the ministry, because I don't do fundraising. I'll never do it. God will have to make me do it. I don't believe He will, and I don't want to do it. I'm not going to beg for money everywhere I go. And I'm having a good time. But see, when you submit, subdue your life, and you grow from glory to glory, and you have dominion, God will give you an avenue that you can get the word out. And the ways of God work; they are strong, and there's nothing you can't do. The enemy can't stop you. If you won't fail, you can't fail. If you won't give up, you can't give up. If you won't fall, you can't fall. Whatever's born of God overcomes the world. Whatever's born of God can't sin. Go back and study 1 John for yourself. It's in there. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, you're going to see a lot of strange satanic activity. Don't let it stop you. Keep looking at the Lord and overcome it. The Lord will give you wisdom, and you will defeat it. I'm not saying these things lightly. Every time I went to the Lord about the negative things I was aware of, He always showed me what was going on, the condition of the church. He called me to be an apostle, and He dealt with me about the condition of the church. I knew that when He gave me the radio assignment that a lot of people would not be on board to help me do it because of the condition. When people are stronger, they'll help you more. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord. As people grow, they value God's word. That's the problem. Without love, you don't value the things of God. And you'll never learn what it can do unless you follow through.